This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Easy and Sustainably Yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, worm and bug farmer, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, pioneer, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug's Lady. I am extremely impressed with my guest this week, and you will understand why when I tell you about Nancy Hayden and her husband, John Hayden, their amazing farm, the contributions they have made to their community, and their new book, Farming on the Wild Side, The Evolution of a Regenerative Organic Farm and Nursery. They are the experts when it comes to regenerative organic farming and sustainable living. Nancy Hayden is a farmer, writer, artist, and a former environmental engineering professor. Passionate about healthy, sustainable food and living, the farm she and her husband own, called The Farm Between, has been an essential component of her life and lifestyle for over 25 years. Nancy has degrees in ecology, environmental engineering, English, creative writing, and studio art, and enjoys combining her interest in ways that foster learning and discovery. Whew, that's a lot of education. Nancy's husband, John Hayden, has been working to design and implement agricultural systems with positive environmental and social outcomes for over 35 years as a researcher, extension agent, university educator, international consultant, and practicing regenerative organic farmer. As co-owner of The Farm Between, his farming and business experience include organic livestock, vegetables, fruit, and nursery production and marketing. He has an MS in entomology with a focus on ecological pest management, my personal favorite, and has served on the Vermont Pollinator Protection Committee and several nonprofit boards. The Farm Between was awarded the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign's 2018 U.S. Farmer Rancher Award. And the farm website is www.thefarmbetween.com. Be sure to take a look at their lovely website. So hear what I mean. These people are simply amazing. I'm so excited to have Nancy Hayden as my guest. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Nancy Hayden to the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the show, and congratulations for all the remarkable work you and John have done. Thank you.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for having me.
You guys are just adorable. I love your website. When you look at the picture of you two, you're just full of love and excitement and enthusiasm, and you can tell you just love what you're doing.
Yes, we do.
You and your husband have had an amazing life together. Your story, it's romantic, about two hardworking people who wanted to make a difference by leaving the world a better place in which to live. So I would love it if you would share with our audience your story of how you became involved in regenerative organic farming. Tell us about your farm, the farm between you and between, and how you transformed it from an unused dairy farm to what you have today, one of the best examples of farming I have ever read about.
Wow. All in a few minutes I have to do that.
Just tell us just the basics of the story. You guys met, you know, you fell in love. You were city folks.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons, or main reason we moved to Vermont was I got a job here at the university, and then that freed up John to really, you know, take the ball and run with it in terms of transforming this old dairy farm into something that's really exciting now and biodiverse and, you know, really a wonderful place. So, I was involved the whole time as well. I sort of the beginning, we started really wanting to be able to feed our family. We had some kids, and we really wanted to feed them organic, you know, wholesome, you know, grass-fed animals and, you know, really good food. So that was kind of an initial spark. And then you know, John wanted to be able to walk the talk. He'd been talking to as an extension agent. He'd been trying to get people to use integrated pest management and, you know, bettering, you know, water quality through better farm practices and things. And he really wanted to just do it himself and quit talking about it. And we started with kind of regenerating the pasture with management-intensive grazing and some sheep and chickens and those types of things. And we started growing vegetables and increasing, you know, the organic matter in the soil. We let the riparian zone grow up around the stream so that it was protecting soil erosion and all that kind of thing. So everything just sort of, it really did evolve. It started with livestock and vegetables and some fruit, and then really the perennial fruits really became dominant just because we wanted to be able to do more in terms of carbon sequestration in the soils and not be tilling and, you know, have a lot more perennial or, you know, sequester carbon in trees and shrubs and increase the biodiversity on the farm. And just a whole, you know, as new ideas were coming out in the farming area, we were taking those in and digesting them and seeing what made sense on our farm and in our livelihood. So that's maybe a little bit in a nutshell. I don't know.
Well, it is amazing where you take a place that hasn't been used for about 12 years and you begin to transform it, and one thing led to the next. And I love what you say about wanting to walk the talk. It's one thing to talk about it, especially, you know, where your husband was involved in education, but the other thing is to actually do it yourself and have firsthand experience. That's a whole other thing. A lot of people read gardening magazines, but they don't have a chance to garden. And so right. This is what you have done. Really, is it is the perfect model of what we should all should be doing, whether it's a small little, you know, container garden or it's larger farming. I think there's so much to be said about what you've done, you know, and
I think a lot of people are afraid to start. They don't know what to do, or they don't know, you know, what they should be doing. And I think that's what we were really trying to get across in our book, that it's okay to fail. It's okay to try new things. And, you know, that's how we learn, and that's how we do make progress. So that's what we were really hoping to convey, because we had a lot of, you know, things that didn't work out. We had some failures, and mentioned a few of those in the book. So, you know, people don't feel like it's, you know, we've got all the answers, because we certainly don't. And but we try to be open and try new things and new ideas. And I think the basic thing for us has always been an ecosystems approach, you know, thinking about the whole farm as an ecosystem and trying to make it more biodiverse and more resilient and more robust and all those kinds of things like that that you can do when you think about it from an ecosystem.
It's the title of what I talk about for probably 25 years. I call it ecosystemic pest management, because given the fact that we rear insects, and that was our claim to fame, biological pest control, I would be asked to give a speech about, you know, biological pest control, and I always wanted to talk about the ecosystems, because every ecosystem impacts the other when we're talking about plant life and even animal life. And so I could tell my listeners were impatient, because they wanted to hear about how do I get rid of an aphid, or how do I get rid of a thrips, or I wanted to talk about, let's talk about first of all what goes on in the soil that causes a plant to become unhealthy, and what are the things we can do to make them healthier. So we're going to take a quick break. For those of you listening, we're coming right back with more of the amazing Nancy Hayden, so don't go away.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is brilliant author, professor, organic farmer, and so much more, Nancy Hayden. She and her husband, John Hayden, have spent the last 25 years transforming their draft horse-powered organic vegetable and livestock operation into an agroecological, regenerative, biodiverse, organic fruit farm, fruit nursery, and pollinator sanctuary. You will want to read their newest book, Farming on the Wild Side, The Evolution of a Regenerative Organic Farm and Nursery to learn about their story and how you can do it too, no matter how big or small your garden is. This book is a must read, and for more information, go to www.thefarmbetween.com. Thefarmbetween.com. Welcome back, Nancy.
Right here.
My goodness, I know. So, let's get into the heart of the matter. If you could explain to our audience what you mean by regenerative organic farming. Tell us a little bit how that is different from, say, conventional farming.
Okay, well, one of the things for us, or even organic farming, is we don't use any pesticides, even organically approved pesticides. I think that's one of the first things to consider, because any pesticide, even organically approved ones, are like ecological sledgehammers. They're going to disrupt the ecosystem. They're going to take out parasites and predator insects. They're going to disrupt soil systems. We don't even understand what they're doing. So that's kind of our bottom line premise, is just really take that out of the equation. And once you take that out of the equation, then you're really looking at ideas such as increasing biodiversity and wild spaces on your farm that can act as insectaries and can support bird life and that kind of thing, that are going to be your big pest managers and help you deal with any kind of, you know, outbreak that you might have. And hopefully you won't have a lot of outbreaks, but because there'll be more of an ecosystem balance in terms of you know, a variety of insect predators and insect parasites and birds and all these other kind of things. So those are the two sort of really big foundational aspects. But also we want to be able to help mitigate climate change issues by storing more carbon in the soils, by storing carbon in more trees and shrubbery on the farm, by protecting waterways. We have a stream that runs through our farm. We want to protect that with trees and shrubs and a riparian zone that goes along there. We want to increase hedgerows and other kind of wild unmanaged parts of the farm that can also attract even higher level predators to the farm, like say foxes or something like that, that are going to take out, well, maybe help with vole populations that can be disruptive for your fruit trees and things like that. So I think, you know, there's so many aspects to being regenerative in terms of, you know, helping your ecosystem be a robust ecosystem. And then there's things like even, you know, being, you know, good socially, and any workers that we have, trying to be socially responsible for them and giving them, good payment or housing opportunities or something like that on the farm. So there's those kinds of components, as well as making your farm economically viable too. Those all go into the idea of regenerative. So those are sort of the big nuts and bolts, maybe.
It's certainly a recipe for success, not just economic success, but spiritual success, personal success. It's a win-win for everyone, a world where everyone's included and no one is excluded. And I love that model. It's been my model forever. And we coined the word many years ago, a bio-oasis, and that was something that you let go natural, just like you're talking about, that encourages frogs and other animals' life that can help with pest control. And so I'm so thrilled to hear what you're doing. And it's interesting because you came from growing up in the suburbs of New York, and you in Jamestown, New York, seems so different, you know, coming from that to come all the way full circle. How did that happen?
Well, you know, we went to school in upstate New York. That's where we met at the College of Environmental Science and Forestry at Syracuse. And we were both interested in biology and ecology. I came from my parents had a fruit market, fruit and vegetable market. So I came from a place where, you know, food was having good food was a big part of growing up. John was on Long Island, and for him, he was really into animals and finding insects and snakes and all that kind of stuff. So we just loved the outdoors. And we were both interested in joining Peace Corps, so we both went our separate ways after college. And we both worked with subsistence farmers in Africa. I was doing fisheries, small fish ponds, farmer fish ponds, and he was doing pest control and millet and for market gardeners in Mali in West Africa. So I think that's how we really got this connection to agriculture and how important it is in worldwide and making it be something that's more than just sustainable, something that is regenerative and can really help heal the planet. I mean, right now agriculture causes so many problems in the world, but it really could be a force for solving a lot of problems in terms of sequestering carbon and helping purify water by using agroforestry techniques and no-till and perennials. And it can really be a force for change if we could do it. So
I love a force for change. Those words are so powerful. And there must have been something that between the two of you that somehow you knew you wanted to make a difference, that you had to take what you knew and do something with it that would absolutely change the planet in a way, but just obviously we can only do what we can only work on ourselves and our own environment, and yet your model is a sustainable model, it's a regenerative model, and everybody can do it. And along with that, there is a kindness to it, where we're in cooperation with nature as opposed to domination and warring with nature.
Right, right. And I think in a lot of ways that was the old systems, you know, when if you go back far enough, that's what people were interacting.
We're going to come right back, Nancy, and we're going to finish this conversation. For those of you who are listening, don't go away because we're coming right on back.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
President Trump confirming the death of the Islamic State leader in Syria.
U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style. He ignited his vest, killing himself and the three children. His body was mutilated by the blast. The tunnel had caved in on it in addition. But test results gave certain, immediate, and totally positive identification. It was him.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer. To show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future, I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-Day-Fry, and my guest this hour is the powerful Nancy Hayden. She and her husband co-authored the book, In Farming on the Wild Side, where they explain the philosophical and scientific principles that influenced them as they phased out sheep and potatoes and embraced apples, pears, stone fruits, and a wide variety of uncommon berry crops, turned much of their property into a semi-wild state, and adapted their marketing and sales strategies to the new century. To learn more about their amazing farming experience and how you can use them to adapt to your lives, go to www.thefarmbetween.com. www.thefarmbetween. Welcome back, Nancy. I apologize. I lost track of the time. But we were talking about that force, that yearning to do something, to make a difference, and to make a difference without taking credit for it, just doing it because out of passion.
Right. And I think it's us. As you said, it starts with yourself, and that's what we could do. We were very fortunate to have this 18 acres when so much of the world doesn't have any land to speak of, so much of the population. So we were very fortunate, and we wanted to be the kind of stewards that left it in better shape than when we found it, which in some ways wasn't that hard, considering how we found it, but we wanted to really, you know, propel this into something that could be a place for healing for not just ourselves and our family, but visitors. We do have a lot of visitors every year, students that come and work and tour the place, and so it's been great for them too, I think, as well.
Well, I think everyone who reads this amazing book is going to be touched by everything that you've accomplished, and I want everyone to read this amazing book because it is a primer for how to do it, start to finish, and with that, I mean, really, you guys have, I have to hand it to you. It's a great book because there's no mess. It's not messy. Everything just falls into place. It's so beautiful the way it just sort of folds in one on top of the other. So tell us a little bit about, you started off, with the livestock, and some of them you decided not to be involved with any longer, and so there was a metamorphosis, if you will, of the farm, and you actually moved into where you were growing some uncommon fruits, and I'm curious. I think our listeners would like to know about these different fruits and vegetables and whatever it is that you are growing and how you market them. How did that metamorphose, if you will? How did you move into that direction?
Well, I think we sort of started with black currants, and they were, John had been reading some things about them. It fit into our ancestry. My family's from from Sweden, his from Ireland. So kind of, and there was also a winery that was opening up down the road, a couple miles down the road. So between the two of them, John and the new winery owner, they talked about black currants and us growing them for the winery. And so that's how it started. And we really enjoyed having a market and growing them, and we loved them, and we started making products with them, and it just spurred on a whole bunch of other ideas, elderberries, aronia berries, other kinds of currants and gooseberries, and so we just kind of, took the ball and ran with it in terms of fruits. We were able to find a lot of markets in terms of breweries and beverage entrepreneurs in Vermont. So we've had a great run in terms of even as the fruit, we're getting more and more fruit, we're finding more and more markets from these beverage entrepreneurs. So that's been really an interesting aspect of growing all this fruit is selling them to breweries and soda makers and things like that. We've done a lot ourselves in terms of making value-added products with fruit. The nice thing about fruit is it does command a higher price in terms of whether it's farmers markets or selling them wholesale than you can actually do with a lot of organic vegetables. There's a lot of competition with that, and the pricing isn't as good. So for a small operation like we are, having the higher value fruit has been a win situation for us. So that's kind of how we got started. But,
yeah, you're so smart because you saw an opportunity that really made sense from your roots, all the way to creating a community, as you say, of entrepreneurs that needed your product. So that's pretty remarkable. I love that.
Right, right. And it was like an economic advantage, kind of economic factors, as well as the fact that we did get hit by a couple 500-year floods in one year that really made switching over to perennials much better thing, because some of our fields that had potatoes or something went underwater, were flooded, and now those fields have aronia berries and elderberries, which can withstand an occasional flood. And it's not even a big deal. So there were like this environmental issues, pollinators we noticed on the farm. There was like a quieter buzz of pollinators for the existing fruit that we had. And we're like, something's wrong. Based on the literature, we knew that that was an issue as well. So we wanted to create this pollinator sanctuary and convert places that were more, pasture into a wildflower meadow and, a variety of other things to address these environmental issues. It helped our economic side and socially. So this transition was really really good one for our small operation.
It just, it sounds so exciting. I wish I were a little closer because I'd love to come see. I don't care.
Well,
get out to that part of the world.
Way, if you're ever out this way, give us a buzz because we do like
I
to show
will.
People around.
As we were talking about the bees, I know that you obviously know your bees, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about native pollinators versus honeybees. So our audience understands how important the native pollinators are.
Right, right, yes. On our farm, we rely almost exclusively on the native pollinators. Our fruit blooms very early. Some of our honeyberries, cascaps, black currants, gooseberries, they all bloom pretty early in May, and the weather can be really pretty crappy out here in Vermont at that time, rainy, cool, and honeybees are hiding in the hive at that time of year. They want to wait till it's, you know, above 55, it's nice, sunny, all those kinds of things. But if you go out, you'll see bumblebees all over the flowers, a lot of smaller native bees. Native bees, there's about 270 in Vermont, about 4,000 in the U.S. total. Honeybees are European imports, domesticated, and they have beekeepers to help take care of them where native bees don't. And native bees are in trouble for a lot of the same reasons that honeybees are, in terms of loss of habitat and diseases and parasites and pesticides and all these kinds of things. So we need to be thinking about them.
We definitely need to be thinking about them. We're going to take another break. And for those who's listening, we are coming right back with the amazing Nancy Hayden. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-DeFry, and with me this hour is Nancy Hayden. She and her husband, John, are the authors of Farming on the Wild Side, a book you will want to read beyond the practical techniques and tips. This book also inspires readers to develop greater ecological literacy and respect for the mysteries of the global ecosystem. Farming on the Wild Side tells a story about new ways to manage small farms and homesteads, about nurturing land, about ecology, about economics, and about things that we can all do to heal both the land and ourselves. For more information, go to thefarmbetween.com. That's www.thefarmbetween.com. Welcome back, Nancy.
I'm here.
Oh, my. Oh, my. So much going on. So the bees are so important, and I love that you allowed our listeners to understand the difference between the honeybees and the native pollinators, because if we didn't have native pollinators, we'd be in very bad circumstances. So.
Right. And I mean, you know, a lot of our monoculture crops like almonds and blueberries in Michigan and things like that, I mean, there's no habitat that they're so big that that's why they use the honeybees to deal with them. But for the rest of us in our gardens and small farms and the native plants and flowers that are in, you know, throughout our country are relying on these native bees primarily as the pollinators. Honeybees can go out there and do things too, but they can also compete for resources and with our native bees. So sometimes they're more of a trouble. Although we love the honey, so you know.
I'm with you.
It's something again to think about. I think a lot of it is thinking about the ecosystem and how if I add a colony of honeybees, do I have enough nectar and pollen resources to support them as well as all the other native bees and native pollinators in the area? So
it's a delicate balance. But, you know, we're on the last segment here pretty much, and I want to be sure that we have a moment to talk about your new book, Farming on the Wild Side, The Evolution of a Regenerative Organic Farm and Nursery. Why write a book like this? What are your goals for writing the book, and what do you hope to accomplish? Tell our audience.
Well, I think the thing that really kept us motivated to write the book, because, you know, any book takes a long time to write, and what really kept us motivated was the message. If think this is a really important message, this ecosystems approach, whether you're talking about your lawn and maybe killing some of your lawn and putting in shrubbery and native plants and things like that, or a larger farm. So I think there's ideas in here. It's not prescriptive. We don't have all the answers. Everybody's situation is different, so, but it kind of gives some inspiration and some ways of thinking that I think could really help other people as they're struggling with what can I do to, you know, help with these climate change issues and loss of biodiversity and everything. What can I do in my little, you know, back lot and stuff like that? So that's kind of, I think, what we are trying to do. Share, reflect on our experiences and be able to share that with other people in a hopeful, positive way. So, yeah.
Hopeful and Chelsea and positive.
Green, yeah, and Chelsea Green did a great job in terms of the layout. So there's a lot of pictures and a lot of clip art, even they included some of that, so it just feels like, you know, you're getting the sense of nature and being in nature that that we're trying to convey. So I think the book itself is really inviting and really that's a lot to do with Chelsea Green, the publisher for that.
They are definitely one of the tops for sure. And for our listeners today, what if they have a little lot in the back, say in their backyard? How? What would be your? You said it's not prescriptive, but what would be your suggestion for getting started? Say you've got just a regular old yard with lawn and a few trees, and what? How would you get the? How? Give us a little idea of how someone could just get going on it and have some success.
Well, I might think in terms of some edges. And how I could let those go, not mowing them, maybe put in some native shrubs or some native flowers or things like that, that it might be beneficial and would look good too, you know. This isn't about making your yard look, you know, horrible. It's about, you know, incorporating native plants, especially native, because those are the things that are going to feed the insects and those are the things that are going to feed the birds. So really, and there's so many beautiful native shrubs and native trees that could, you could just take part of your yard and start letting it go back to the wild and including some diversity in there. The other thing is, I mean, we're fruit farmers, so we love growing our own. And I would encourage people to try to grow some of their own fruit and maybe starting with berry bushes or, you know, some trees and things like that to really, and that can kind of not necessarily wild up your space, but it can diversify your space. And definitely put away the pesticides and any kind of lawn things that are just so bad for this, these neonicotinoid pesticides that are so bad for pollinators, and this whole ecological sledgehammer approach is so bad. So those would probably be no pesticides. Start making a wild spot and start growing some of your own fruit if you can. Those would be three of my suggestions right off the top of my head.
Well, I'm inspired. you know, there's your model is our model for, you know, for what we do as a business, and so it just makes me have a big smile on my face. The more I hear, the more I like, and I'm so grateful for what you have accomplished. What can farmers or gardeners do to mitigate climate change and loss of biodiversity?
They can start planting more shrubs and trees. They can look at no-till options for perennials. They can use more cover cropping. If they are doing annual production, you know, there's feeding the soil, increasing the organic matter in the soil could go a long way for taking out CO2 out of the atmosphere. There's just unlimited amount of things that they can be doing, putting away the pesticides and creating riparian zones and hedgerows. Those are something that big farms could do quite easily, is putting in hedgerows. Those are really going to help increase biodiversity, insectaries, and places where birds and other wildlife can live. And that would be really good on bigger farms and break up. They found that the crops will grow better, too, with hedgerows and not these big, giant fields that can get a lot of wind and can cause problems in growing things. So there's so much information out there. And I think thinking about nature and being in nature and thinking of ways that we can learn to live with the other plants and animals and beings that inhabit this planet with us. I think those would be some good first steps.
I think those are great steps. What are your words of wisdom to our audience today? What do you want them to know?
Take some action. Grow something, even if it's a house plant. Get in a new relationship with nature and with our wonderful world that we live in.
Hear, hear, my goodness. Get in a new relationship with nature. There's nothing more beautiful than that. And you are such a force, and you and your husband have just done some amazing things. I'm just so proud to have had you on the show today. Thank you so much, Nancy, and thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of The Easy Organic Gardener. Go out and make it a great Easy Organic Gardening Week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.